Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into 2 parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast. A daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. From right here in the Impact Power Sports studio, Impact Power Sports. Reach out to those folks in Rockford, Michigan. Ask about a Yamaha golf cart. Maybe that's something you're looking for that can customize those things. Look awesome. Hell, they can customize anything. They got a full service department that can help you with your existing gear or if anything you need maintenance work on the stuff that you get from them ever, if that ever comes up, you know. EVs, go-karts, motorcycles. They have it all at Impact Power Sports. So glad you are here. Nakua Matata says, easy. You're looking very thin today. Well, I don't know about that. It's all part of a process. I don't know if you heard that story about Joe Biden. Former President Biden is sick. He's got, they're describing it as an aggressive form of prostate cancer. And it's spread to his bones. Something about that sounded off to me. I was like, you know what? He has, how much time in between the checkups did this? Because he was at the last checkup, wouldn't they have detected something? Or did it just spring up? Like from the last checkup. You know, I think that if you have the resources, I think I would get blood work done every other week. There's something called a PSA test that you can take that determines the possible presence of cancer. It's called a prostate-specific antigen. And if they see that, that could be indicative of a problem. I think if I had all the money in the world, I would get blood work done all the time. And just I'd have a staff doctor here. Person constantly checking me. Like their job is to just, his job is to just shadow me. If I could afford it, I'd do it. I would have a fully staffed medical team ready to go. and they just like sit around and wait for something bad to happen. Nakua says, I'm guessing they knew about it and covered it up. And that is what I wanted to bring up because there is some accusations that are flying. Because the Department of Justice is saying, yeah, Jill Biden knew about this and she covered it up. This guy right here, Leo Terrell, in the current administration from the Department of Justice. He's saying, yeah, this is elder abuse by Jill Biden. She knew. Chris says that they said Biden's was discovered with a finger exam. Yeah, I would have that. I would do that. I would have the medical team constantly, every half hour doing a digital exam. I mean, that's joyful, and it's important from a health standpoint to have that done. DOJ officials suggest Jill Biden should be charged for elder abuse after claims that she knew about Joe's health issues. Now, I read over this, and I don't see how they could. I think all they're doing is suggesting that the president's when you're the president, they really make sure that you are in solid health. You know, there's enough of that going on. And they should have known that. And the suggestion is that they did know that. Now, I've talked about on this show, I mean, it's not that far-fetched to think this about this guy. The idea that during the campaign, you know, they were telling him to, the family was like, okay, go do your thing. And he doesn't know where he's at. You know, his cognitive decline was so bad. And then if you remember, they would just say, oh yeah, well, he's got a stutter. And it's like, well, that's not a stutter. That's remember all those really bad moments when Biden would have to walk off the stage and he lost his, oh, that was just such a awful time. I hated watching every second of that. My dad is more qualified to be the president than Joe Biden is to be the president. My 91-year-old dad who's in the middle of a dementia decline. That's what I saw when I saw Joe Biden up there. This guy, this Terrell, says Jill Biden knew about Biden's health problems, but still wanted him to run for president. And he wants her charged. Elder abuse is a form of domestic violence, and Dr. Jill Biden has a lot of explaining to do about her part in defrauding the American people and taxpayers. One of the posts on X that he reshared read, I would never wish Joe Biden physical harm. Despite my personal political views, too bad his own family compromised his well-being. Okay, it's hard to not feel that way, especially, I mean, even if you just look at its at the face value, the whole cognitive decline. Leo Terrell goes on to say his medical team should have caught this years ago. Shame on Jill and all who turned their heads and ignored this. They indeed are guilty of elder abuse. And if they have him go through any medical procedure now, radiation or chemo, they should be shot, he says. But they wanted the attention and status at any cost, was one of the more pungent responses that Terrell shared on X. His tweet came as many suggested that news of Biden's cancer had been hidden from the public, with medical experts saying it was inconceivable that it could have gone undetected despite potentially spreading for up to a decade. Okay, so that's the answer I was looking for. This didn't just come up. What I want to know is, how did Dr. Joe Biden miss stage 5 metastatic cancer, or is this yet another cover-up? That was according to Don Jr. Trump weighed in and said, somebody is not telling the facts. The results of Biden's annual physicals, released from 21 to 25, did not mention anything about prostate-specific antigen screening, which is used to detect early signs for prostate cancer and is recommended for men over 50 by the American Cancer Society. You know what this has done, though? This says this has served as a reminder for me that I got to get my ass to the doctor for my annual checkup. I have my urology appointment in June. Now, my prostate is the size of Joe Biden's head. And I go see this urologist, and then he looks me in the face and he says, actually, it's a young lady. I forget her name. It's so awkward. She's the physician's assistant. And it's just god awful because she put me on this medicine, Flomax and another one. And those medicines have completely taken like a portion of my life, and it's now deleted. Okay? I no longer have a libido. That's gone. And if I am able to muster up a bit of hanky-panky, it's just a bummer. You know? The totally just shooting dust at this point. So I have to sit down with her from time to time, and she determines that, yeah, it's just enlarged. You don't have cancer. I'm like, fuck. So damn awkward. It's so difficult to say, you know? And she goes, just use frank terms. It's easier that way. And I go, yeah, well, I can't jizz. And she goes, yeah, that's the way it is. The medicine is going to make it so that you can sleep reasonably well and only get up 5 times during the night. The only other option is go in and remove it. And I said, I don't want to do that. But no, I as soon as I see that, I get kind of scared myself. Former President Biden shared a picture of himself and Jill with their cat Willow on Monday morning, as he broke his social media silence on the diagnosis on X. Like, this is that picture right here. Now, right after this, they look great, by the way. Right after this picture was taken, Biden thought the cat was a banana and bit its ear off. True story. The comment on the post was, cancer touches us all. Like so many of you, Jill and I have learned that we are our strongest in the broken places. Thank you for lifting us up with love and support, the post read. But, Trump is, him and his staff are going to make it a point to do this. And I don't know. I mean, I think that if it can be proven that Biden had his cancer diagnosis covered up, and I mean, my God, that would mean that they went a long period of time without treating him. I don't want to believe that that can actually happen in a civilized world. And if you're the Democrats, how in the world, I mean, it took forever, but finally they were able to parade Kamala out there. But you know it's bad when you have to put a dementia patient who's riddled with cancer and then wins the one election, and then he runs again. I mean, we are how long into this current presidency? He won it in November, so took over in January. So we're approaching 6 months. We are approaching 1/8 of the presidency. At some point, Democrats are going to have to start to think about who they can parade out there in the next election. Man Bun Chris says, what gets fixed first, yogurt cannon or the BFB? I think I should know what BF... Oh, is that the big fraud bus? Yeah, big fraud. The fraud bus. It's a great question, one that I haven't thought of. Well, right now, there is nothing wrong with the fraud bus. I'll be taking the fraud bus to the Northland, Fear Bunker North, on Thursday. And so I'm going to be doing fresh shows all the way up till Wednesday, and then Thursday and Friday on the free platform. You will get three shows, Thursday, Friday, and Monday, that have been taken from my Patreon bonus podcast. So you will have content on the free platform, and on Patreon, you will have something to listen to while I'm away. Full-length, uninterrupted shows with notes from the year 2010. Outstanding, outstanding era for your old pal EZ. I mean, I was probably, I can't say that it was peak Eric Zane, because peak Eric Zane is right this moment now. Molly says, wait, when are you off? I think I caught her ear. Yeah, I am working up to Wednesday of this week, and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, come home Monday, fresh show Tuesday. This is a long Memorial Day adventure. That's what's up. Chris says, well, EZ, you also haven't moved the fraud bus yet, so there's that. Ah, I did. I got it out of the storage facility, and I took it to these guys that I hire called Speed Wrench. Great place. And what they do is they change the oil, and then they go over the entire thing. Brakes, chassis, electrical, AC, motor. And they said it passed with flying colors. It's good to go. Excuse me. Man Bun Chris says the Big Fraud News Network is already digging for the real details concerning a short work week. I do want to point out that I will be at City Brewing in Grand Rapids tonight at 6:30 for trivia. Once in a while, I team up with the Grand Rapids Pit Bull Alliance, and they do fundraisers by having trivia night. People pay $10 to play. There's prizes, and we hang out for a couple of hours. You have a couple of beers. You have some food. I host trivia, and that goes on tonight, Tuesday the 20th, at 6:30 p.m. at City Brewing with the Grand Rapids Pit Bull Alliance. They said to me a few months ago, will you be our regular trivia host? And I go, absolutely. I will do anything you ask. If I am free, I will help you. It's just part of EZ's. This is all about balancing the scales. You know, I live a pretty mediocre life. Chris says that's City Built Brewing. Correct. My bad. I live a pretty mediocre life when it comes to integrity. Okay, I have some real low points in any given day. So this is all about balance. All a part of a long-term project. The goal just being get on the practice squad in heaven. Okay? I want to lead the practice squad. I just don't want to burn in hell. That's all. So that is tonight. City Built Brewing, if you want to hang out. Branjo says, hey, this is in the weeds, but we are hosting a trivia night at my work in a few weeks. How do you tabulate the scores quickly? Do you have an app or a helper to do it? No, we prefer old school. So I have the questions, and I ask 10 questions into the mic. The teams have a round one sheet of paper, 10 blanks. They write their answers down. When the round is done, all right, bring me up your score sheets, your answer sheets. They hand them to me. I hand them to the ladies sitting in the booth. They start to tabulate, and then they come up with first, second, the standings, points, if you will. While they're doing that, I read the answers, and then we show the standings, and then we commence to round two. That's how we do it. That's the way I prefer it. Helper is the way to go. All right. Mooney, 2256, writes, Democrats said you are voting for a team. They wanted Biden elected. Then he steps down and Kamala takes over. That is the latest conspiracy theory. Well, if you have a conspiracy theory, though, it would be more of an interesting story if they actually won. All right. Well, folks are suggesting that AOC could be running as a Democrat or Pete Buttigieg. Yeah, I'm not sure that that's going to work out. I think you're going to need somebody who is more moderate. Nakua Matata says Team Kamala got their ass kicked. No, they did. It was ugly. That was a bloodletting. Speaking of ugly, ladies and gentlemen, my evening last night was really thrown for a loop. I was busy in the backyard because Pooh Bear said dad. But Pooh Bear says, I need that backyard straightened up. It's almost pool party season. And Jeremy out the door from Jennison Pool and Spa Depot is coming by today to open the thing up. So she goes, Jeremy's coming by, so I need that place clean. All right, honey, you got it. So there I was. And, I'm doing my little easy cleanup, picking up the old piles of leaves that have been sitting there forever and whatnot. And Madison, who's living with us right now, she opens the door and she says, Dad, she had bad news for me. On Thursday, we all went down in the basement for that tornado warning. And down there, the cat boxes are in the mechanical room, where the furnace and shit is, and the boiler. Some fuck asshole. It's held open by a paint can. Now, if you move the paint can, the door closes. And you know where I'm going with this. The door closed. And my cats no longer have access to the cat boxes. So those poor guys had to go to the bathroom. And Madison says, yeah, I went down there for whatever reason, and it's bad. And I'm like, oh, no. Now, the cat poop, whatever. You can clean that up, no big deal. But You know, I'm cat pee is pretty permanent. I don't know if there's a way around this. Like, there's a portion of the floor in one corner of the basement where however long ago the cats peed and it stayed there. And though it's, what do you call it? Laminate flooring. It's like that wood plank, faux laminate, faux wood down there. Though that's a solid surface, the stink burned into it. So you could clean it up and clean it with anything, which I have many times. And then after you're done, you go back in there and the cat urine smell is still there. Now, the only thing I'm hanging on to hope is that it didn't have a lot of time to become one with the flooring, you know. There were still some puddles, but, I mean, we're talking 24, 48, 72, you know, about 100 hours of, and so I go down there and we identify the spots. Madison is assisting me, and here's the issue. I'm all business when I'm down there. I know what I got to do. I got my little plastic gloves on, and I'm working on this biohazard as best as I can, and I'm focused and I'm concentrating. And she's holding the garbage bag while I'm cleaning this shit up. And she goes, "Are you mad at me?" I go, "No." "Then why are you saying it like that?" I go, "Hold on." I go, "Well, I'm working. I'm not exactly in the best of moods right now. It has nothing to do with you. You didn't do anything. Madison is still in the process of understanding that if I'm not in a great mood or if I'm working on something, you know. So, because I was quiet, you know. So now I'm cleaning the shit up and she's about ready to go full looking for the DS case mode. And, in fact, earlier in the day, something happened. I said, "Hey, do you want to go on a walk? I'll take two dogs. You can take two dogs." And she had something going on and she said, "No, I can't. I've got to do this." And I said, "Okay." And then she goes, "I'm sorry. I'm sorry." She starts that shit. And I go, "No, you're not." "Yes, I am." I go, "No, you're not, because that's nothing to apologize for. You didn't do anything. You told me you're busy. That's not like you didn't kick me in the balls or anything like that." I go, you gotta start to understand that you not everything requires an apology. Just like the basement, you didn't do anything. I'm telling you, you're over apologizing. Is there anything worse than the over apology person saying I'm sorry because they think they did something? Like, you didn't do anything. Chris says, "Read the room, Madison. She'll learn with age. She will." Tophis asks, "Wow, who has been making her feel bad for everything?" I don't know if that's what's happened. It's an interesting question. I hope nobody. Chris says, "The DS case is found, but pissed on." Man Bun Chris says, "New shine, moonshine for the NFK."
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
Chris says that it's fermented into there right now. Alan says your basement is basically Chernobyl now. Nick says, it's in the pawsy. Chris says, oh, for fuck's sake, Topher says, might as well burn down the house. And you don't get rid of cat piss. Anyway, I cleaned it, opened the windows so that the smell would leave. And I haven't been down there since. The door is now open so that the cats can use the box like they're supposed to. But, yeah, there is a potential that the we won't be going downstairs for a long, long time. Cole says she's going to be a great counselor. Her patients will end up counseling her each session. My God. So anyway, that was a disaster. Back to going up north. Charity Scam Mike is not going. That means no fish fry. Well, I shouldn't say that. He said he's not going to go for whatever reason. My dad is not going. He gets with the dementia. He's gotten to a point now where he gets frightened when he doesn't know where he's at. That's not good. He also, there's potential he could just wake up and start walking around. You know when you turn on the news and you hear so-and-so walked away from the assisted living facility? That's a possibility now. And so there's a risk that that could happen. And he could wander out into the woods. And so I don't know if he'll be going up north anymore, which kind of breaks my heart. Nakua Matata says, I work at an assisted living home and it's happened before. Yeah, they just go for a walk. And if you're like 30 steps out of the place, some of those folks, their DVR deletes and they turn around, they look at the entrance. They don't know how the fuck they got there. So they just keep walking. It's a fucking disaster, man. That's why I said to Madison and Jackie and Jim, I go, look, I don't know what the fuck you're going to do, but I am not going in a home. You will take care of me. And they kind of look at me like, oh, fuck. I go, look, it's not going to last forever. You know, unless I get dementia now, you're looking at a few years of your life. And this is why I worked hard to take care of you so that you fuckers could take care of me. So none of this fucking go in a home and I'm sitting in a diaper in my piss. Bullshit. You're wiping my butt and that's the end of it. I wiped yours. All right. For those of you who are watching the show on Facebook, and on YouTube. I appreciate you, but it's time for you to leave. The rest of the show is available on Twitch. You go to twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. Or you can download the Twitch app and search at Eric Zane Live, and you are all set. You can watch the rest of the show and have it each and every day. Just follow, subscribe. When you're subscribed, you get no commercials. You can link up your Amazon Prime account. When I say no commercials, I mean no video commercials. I'm always going to give you commercials. A reminder that on June 20th, that is a Friday, our first ever Eric Zane Show podcast, Pinball Orgy, will be taking place at Pinball Land. That is a new sponsor that starts officially June 1. But I am excited to talk about this now because we're getting together at this place. It is a retro arcade for people like you and I. Now, when you're in downtown Rockford where this is at, they have it set up where you can go in across the street, get a drink, and then walk across the street to Pinball Land and drink your drink while you're playing pinball. We're going to meet ahead of time at the Corner Bar. That's the home of like the fucking hot dogs. You eat a million hot dogs, you get your name on the wall, whatever the fuck. We're going to go to the Corner Bar to start the evening, and then we're going to wander down the street to Pinball Land. That comes up the evening of Friday, June 20. Alan says, when are you going to retell the Gary from the Men's Warehouse story? I don't even know if it's, yeah, I don't know that I am. The episode that it's on is on the platform. I think it's 900 and something. Chris and Mallory will be there at the Pinball Orgy. Rebecca says the retelling of that story has to be organic. Yes, you're 100% right. I don't know that I've ever retold that story. No, I'm sure I have, but the first one is the best, in my opinion. Being as it was so fresh in my brain. That story was so bad that for a period of time, I thought I wasn't going to tell it. Chris says, what was the date for the pinball orgy? Friday, June 20. All right. Don't forget about me on Patreon, too. This is one platform that I'm on right now. There's an entirely different platform where I do more podcasting. And some would argue it's my best stuff. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. By the way, it's episode 940 for the Gary story. Gary from the Men's Warehouse. Alan, go listen to it there. Have you not heard that story? Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Sign up for 7 days free. You've got 55 episodes of Who Are These Free Beers? You've got all of the Patreon bonus podcasts. Why can't I talk? The Lost Zane recordings. The Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. 193 of those. My God. There's a lot there. Sign up at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thank you to Shoreliner Striping. They have sponsored my email, Patreon. I'm sorry. What the hell? Eric@EricZaneShow.com. Man Bun Chris says, episode number one. Going to talk about jokes, bombing on stage, and other stuff. Oh, yeah. Ben Glaze was here earlier. I hope he's still here. Love that guy. My pal, Ben Glaze. All right. I want to talk about this. I was made aware of this on Reddit. The Grand Rapids subreddit. It mentioned, the headline read, after Stephanie's relentless harassment of a school librarian, an ultimate Facebook ban, and lawsuit, she is back using her daughter's Facebook. I had an image of the Facebook, but it's not there now. That's unfortunate. No big deal. So locally, there is a, you know, the past handful of years has been various flashpoints. Think about the that whole mom squad of liberty lovers and shit like that that were pissed off that some of the school libraries had books like Gender Queer. You know, that's, the audience of that book is, you know, the some of the kids who might be gay, shit like that. Well, that's been kind of like bubbling under for a period of time about whether or not kids should have access to those books. Now, all of the books that they have at this local library school, Lowell, Michigan, Lowell High School, the librarian is just doing her job, you know, putting the books on the shelf, making sure the Dewey Decimal System is working, telling everybody to be quiet. Well, this one mom squatter, liberty-loving mom squatter, doesn't like the books for the gay kids, and so she's taking it out on the school librarian. And this went on for years. It has gone on for years. And now, finally, the librarian is punching back and is suing this bitch. Let's check this story out.
Lowell High School librarian is suing a parent she says has been harassing her for years. In her lawsuit, Christine Beechler says the parent falsely accuses her of allowing children to read library books with pornographic content. She says the parent's social media posts have even led to death threats. 13 On Your Side's Callie Lichter reports.
For 5 years, Lowell Area Schools Library Media Director Christine Beechler says she's been targeted by a self-described parental rights movement activist.
Okay.
After a video of Beechler during a library tour went viral in February, she says it pushed her
over. Okay, so,
is suing a parent.
I don't know why they did that. I shouldn't have done that. God damn it.
Rights movement activist. After
she shot a video where this liberty lover mom walked into the library and there's this Beechler chick. Which way to the porn section? Mom asks media specialist at school board meeting. Okay. Now, she's probably crazy, but I gotta give credit to the, that's like a Joe stunt. Go to the library and ask which way to the porn section. That's pretty funny.
A video of Beechler during a library tour went viral in February. She says it pushed her over the edge, filing a lawsuit against Stephanie Boone, who the suit claims has been targeting her since 2020.
5 long years that we've been dealing with this social media, really mostly surrounded around social media comments and posts that were not truthful and very personal attacks at many of our staff, mostly me.
The video posted in February by Boone shows.
Well, now you're going to have to, that's going to have to be evidence, you know, of it doing damage to you. I don't know if this lawsuit is going to fly, but I think a lot of it will fall. A lot of it will fall into free speech, but there could be like the harassment angle of it. And, that's tricky business, to be sure.
Was Boone asking Beechler where the porn section is? Beechler claims in the suit Boone has been doxing her on social media, calling her a groomer and pedophile.
Yeah, called her a smut-peddling, what was that? Smut-peddling media specialist. All right, that one might get you in trouble.
Calling her a groomer and pedophile.
Defendant has asserted in public statements that plaintiff is a groomer and a pedo or pedophile. Okay. Now that's different. Okay. That's even more intense. We know that, especially in West Michigan, that a lot of the people that live here are MAGA. And so that whole MAGA group is also like really right wing about our gay brothers and sisters, and thinks that gay people and transgender people are pedophiles and groomers just because they're gay. You know, these are the ones who think that the people in drag shows, that they are actually trying to rape children. People actually believe that around here. Like, if you took a straw poll of all the right-wing wackos here, 100% of them would believe what I just asserted.
Because she believes books in the Lowell Library on topics like LGBTQ+.
Defendant has asserted that plaintiff distributes pornography to children, that she engages in grooming behavior, and that she violates state law prohibiting the distribution of sexually explicit material to minors. That's interesting about that. As those are all claims that you guys say about me.
Us are pornographic.
We don't have anything in our libraries that are pornographic at all, and we've explained that.
Now, okay, grain of salt. Some of those books are porno, but she's going to talk about how the Supreme Court says that porno is now okay for children.
Hundreds of times. We have zero pornography in our libraries. That would be illegal, and that's what I've been accused of multiple times.
Beechler says
they've basically moved the goalposts. Like in that genderqueer, it's all hand-drawn, but there's like oral. Like you can see like an oral moment. There's a face party going on. No, I take it back. In genderqueer, there's a frame where the one person has a strap on, I'm not kidding you, and the other one has the strap on in her mouth. So, I mean, that sounds porno to me. Now, maybe they don't have genderqueer on the shelves there, but that has been the lightning rod book for a long time. Now, I personally believe that all children should look at porno. So I'm
negative attention comes with threats, leaving her feeling unsafe in the community. Every book in the library passes the Miller test, Beechler says.
There it is. Miller test,
which is the national legal standard to determine obscene material.
So that's where the Supreme Court justices looked at the image of the kid with the strap on and the other kid with the strap on in her mouth. And they went, that's like Cat in the Hat. That is not porno. That is fun and enjoyable, and children need to see that. And they ruled on it. So that means that it's right there on the shelves. It's like author of the month. You walk in and they have a big banner at all school libraries of that kid giving oral to the strap-on.
He says claims made by Boone have been harmful and personal. And At the end of the day, she doesn't have the power to remove books from the library.
Yeah. I didn't write the books. I didn't choose all the books. I don't have the authority to remove the book.
She can't change the Supreme Court's mind. She can't, like, ban a book because she's a librarian.
From the library, only the
school. She's doing her job and doing it well, giving these kids pornography.
School board can remove books for content.
Filing the lawsuit was the last thing Beechler wanted to do, but she says a cease and desist hasn't stopped the claims.
It's kind of gotten to the point where somebody needs to stand up for the truth and speak the truth and
yes,
make sure that everybody in the Lowell community understands what's going on.
Hell yeah.
Better educators do our jobs.
Beechler's attorneys say the First Amendment does not allow others to make false statements with disregard for the truth, which they allege Boone is doing here. Callie Lichter, 13 on your side.
Right. And we have tried to contact Stephanie.
Callie Lichter.
Whitney Boone, but have not heard back. It does appear some of her social media accounts have been deactivated.
All right. So this lady is a handful who is busting in there and demanding that they, well, she's trying to piss them off. That's what she's doing. I wonder if I can quickly get that sell from that book, Gender Queer Strap on Oral. See if I can get that image. Okay. I will show you what I was talking about so that you don't think I was just making that shit up. Right here. This is that moment. Okay, so there's a cell. There's the kid had an issue with menstruation. That's not so great. All right. There's a lot going on here. A little action. All right, this right here. That's what I was talking about. And the kid's name is Z. And I sure hope that kid's name is not Zane. There's a little more action here. So, I mean, is this like really terrible? No. But, I mean, you can't say... I mean, let's be honest here. Nick says, it's an all-day, everyday crusade with Boone. Who has time for that? Nick probably knows her. You know, Nick runs with all these people and he just kind of like takes notes. He tries not to act as bad as they are. Branjo says, strap on in your mouth just shows the need for proper education. You're doing nothing to a strap on by filleting it. Come on. I don't know, man. Man Bun Chris says, not a chance that book is at your library in Hudsonville, EZ, LOL. I don't know. Maybe it is. I hope it is. I think it should be. I think that, you know how like when the, when a baby is born, you got to give a gift to your friends. You know, hey, welcome to the world. And you might, you know, maybe like some bibs. Stuff for the mom to use, bottles, and a copy of that book. You want as young as possible that kid reading that book. All right. Slower, older, slower, older, smarter says superheroes. What are there? Librarian superpowers, give me a break. You can get internet for $30. I don't know what the fuck's going on there. I don't know who that is. I see. Rebecca said librarians are underrated superheroes. All right, somebody might think that. Tofa says she might have something with the doxing. I guess there's some doxing going on there. Tofa says, I sure do love the Freedom Caucus. Go on and on and on about how their freedoms are being taken away and they do shit like trying to ban books. At the end of the day, I don't care that the books are in the school because your kids have seen it all and they've heard it all at a young age. So don't sweat it. They're not going to be that shocked with that book because they probably have their own strap-ons. I mean, actual strap-ons. When we were kids and we saw something like that, we were like shocked and we couldn't wait to see it because we didn't have access to anything like that. The internet did not exist. Cell phones did not exist. Now, it's such a regular thing. I mean, when you give a kid a phone, right away there's some creep on WhatsApp trying to traffic your child. You got to understand, this is a different world. And to suggest that that book is like hardcore porno is insanity. You know? Slower, Older, Smarter is now into a chat fight with Rebecca and says, sounds like your typical Trumpster, unwilling to see how others live day to day, unwilling to understand that not everyone has a privileged life. Slower, Older, Smarter responds with, stop calling me a Trumper. All right, so, well, I don't know what's going on there, but Jeremy says, what the fuck is going on here? This is a weird conversation to join in on. Well, sit back and enjoy. That's what I say. Oh, now we're getting name calling and shit. Yeah, let these two duke it out. You know, I don't recognize slower, older, smarter. But you know, we usually don't fight too much around here, so let's not do that. Or do it. I don't really care. Well, anyway, Alan says Kenny got back in the chat again. Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think Kenny is here, but he doesn't comment. Slower, Older, Smarter says, I just found the show today. Well, welcome to you. Don't let everybody yelling at each other slow you down in any way, shape, or form. But we do give everybody a lot of leeway here, because you've got people on the left and people on the right, and we've all managed to get along. Like, I've got a lot of MAGA people that enjoy my show, but they're not butt fucks. And they also tolerate me because I call them names because they're stupid. But they know that it's all part of the show, so that's basically the lay of the land here, you know? Kenny says, this is not me. Well, we knew that. You didn't need to say that. Stay out of it. All right. Anyway, that's what's going on. With Nick talking about that chick, always getting involved in shit. I wonder if he's had any experiences with her. She probably makes an appearance on all those things. When you get that tied up, can you imagine having nothing going on in your life when all you can do with your time is go to local librarians and act like some type of, representative to protect the children? It's like, give me a fucking break. Your kids have probably starred in their own home pornos, you idiot. Unbelievable. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout. No matter the showdown, BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.